RKB 106.9 FM, la ràdio que t'envolta. 106.9 FM. 106.9 FM.
It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning, Barcelona. Welcome to Thursday in English Radio on RKB 106.9 FM. I'm Virgil, still and always, and happy to be here with you because we're having a great day today. The sun is out, it's not so hot, but it's really, really good. Now, again, part of the enjoyment of being in the place you live in is having good connections, associates, friends, folks who can help you navigate your way to a better life, maximize your opportunities in the community that you're in. Well, joining us today is someone who has done that very well. She's taken her own personal experience and created a business focused on helping others to become integrated into the Barcelona lifestyle. Welcome to the show, Milena Olimpica.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're happy to hear you. You got your smile on your face and you're loving it. So, you know, as we talked about, the saying goes, people come to Barcelona either for work or for love. What brought you here?
Yeah, it definitely was love, but love to the city. I just immediately fell in love with Barcelona when I came here for the first time as a tourist. Just was something in the air.
This is a place that you always had wanted to come to?
No, not at all. No, really. I didn't know anything about Spain or Barcelona before. But I'm here already for 11 years and I never regretted my decision. Yeah, and I enjoy every day and I'm discovering Barcelona more and more and falling in love constantly.
Yeah, it is. But it's interesting that you didn't even know about it in advance.
No.
So what happened? You just went to the airport and said, let me buy a ticket somewhere or what?
No, I was meeting my friend who was living in New York and I was living in Moscow. And so we found some like point in the middle
where we
can meet. Yeah, so this was it.
Okay, that's that's the nice little happenstance and everything. But
yeah.
Obviously, it's agreeing with you, and we want to hear more about it. And we'll be talking with you right after this.
Oye, qué locura.
And that was the New Cool Collective with We Should Be Dancing, and we should be. And it's probably one of the things you do as part of the little groups you run and everything in terms of getting people out together, dancing and all the rest of it. But, you know, going back to when you first came to Barcelona, I mean, what were your first thoughts in saying, or how am I going to become part of this city? How am I going to settle into it? What was on your mind the first thing?
Yeah, it was difficult because back then there was not that much social media and people didn't use it. Also, I didn't speak any Spanish. Okay. I mean, I had some Russian friends here and it helped me a lot to settle, but I was very keen to meet the locals, to get into the culture. Mm-hmm. And so I tried some websites, some groups, but mostly I was connecting with the Russians living abroad because I think we're more like technical and we're more using this kind of websites. Mm-hmm. And then I had to start working with the Spanish people who didn't speak any English. Uh-huh. And then where is my Spanish developed?
Right.
And then, yeah, from there, like more and more, when you speak language, it helps. Yeah.
Now, how would you compare Barcelona with Moscow from where you came? I mean, in terms of being able to connect with people, is it more difficult there or more difficult here?
No, it's more difficult there, for sure. Yes. You know that they say about Russian that we don't smile and we're like very serious. It is true. Like when you already friends and family, you're best friends. You will give your life for your friend. But like first connection, no, it's so much easier here. And I was enjoying really that I go on a street and there's like, I don't know, like old lady with her doggy. And we just start talking. She just will start dancing or singing or whatever. The same was in a queue in a supermarket, for example. Mm-hmm. And for sometimes I was living in Sabadell. Mm-hmm. It's like a smaller town. And I was going always to one vegetable shop. And there was a lot of old ladies also going there. And they knew me. So when I made my big tattoo, they were all like, oh, my God, show us the tattoo. This is so amazing. And I felt so loved here and so relaxed. That's why, yeah, I love Barcelona for this. And you just can start talking with anyone. And it's normal.
It's true.
I'm enjoying it a lot.
Well, now that you mentioned it, tell us about the tattoo. I can see the little small ones here, but then there's
it's a big tattoo.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
Phoenix bird.
Okay.
And it's actually how my life was.
Okay.
The phoenix bird, rising out of the ashes, burning and raising up and starting a new life in Barcelona.
Okay.
This was pretty much it.
Okay.
That's why I did it.
Oh, not too bad. Now, often in new and different situations, we look for referrals and suggestions of friends, possibly connect new people with work or the gym or whatever. Now, you said you had some friends who are Russians who are here, mm-hmm. But obviously you went past that, because, again, you've become a Barcelonan.
Yeah.
So how did you begin to make those connections?
Mostly through work, because that's what I was concentrated on, because I had to survive, I had to make money. So mostly through work, and then also a few years later, I was going also to some meetings from Meetup. Mm-hmm. It was pretty hard for me because I'm quite shy. You cannot say.
No, I wouldn't have said that about you. No, that would not be in the top five things I would say about you.
No. But when I meet a lot of strangers,
right.
I cannot start the conversation. So it was very hard for me. I went there, but I didn't make any a lot of connections. So I was going mostly to the concerts because music connects people. And then also it's like the ice already broken between you because you already like the same music if you came to this concert.
Right.
Or like
there should be a connection.
Yeah. Right. So it's easier to just start talking with someone.
Okay.
I don't know about music. You already have a topic to talk about.
So what kind of music do you like?
Oh, everything.
Okay.
Really everything. I love live music. I love jazz. And in Barcelona, it's like the best place to be. Maybe not the best, but definitely one of them.
Barcelona has very good jazz.
A lot of jazz scene. Yeah. So I love this swing, some rock as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You know, that, no, it's a good, it's one of the things I enjoyed coming from New York is that there was a very strong music community here.
Yeah.
And it's very, very good. Now, did any of your experiences back in Russia prepare you for what you faced here?
I wouldn't say they prepare me, no, but it helped me a lot. Russian style of working, for example, it's very strict. Like, everything had to be done yesterday. You cannot, like, overcome the due line, due date, due time, whatever. So I was very, very organized. And this definitely helped me to go through the paperwork, to organize my life here. I already was prepared. I was thinking what I have, what I can do, like, work-wise, whatever. But after all these years, I'm thinking, like, when I already relax in Barcelona and I already catch up this, like, you know, relaxing lifestyle, I was thinking, oh, well, you can do things differently. You can actually relax and still work and do your life, but not, like, stress out that much about it.
Right.
So, yes, it helped me in my Russian experience at first, but now I learned how to do it
You learned how
easier.
To do the Catalan
to
way,
enjoy
yes.
enjoy life.
Yes,
and it's still...
Have a balance, yes.
Yes.
Well, that's the great thing I like about Catalonia is that although we have a somewhat relaxed lifestyle, the people here work hard and we produce. And, you know, we, I mean, the numbers, you know, the fact that we are the second highest productivity economy in Europe behind Germany. So it says that, you know, we do.
I didn't
we
know
do,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we do, yes. Yes, yes, we, you know, we do things right. So obviously, even with taking a month off in August and all the rest of it, we still are able to be productive and have a nice balance between work and play.
So. Yes, I love it too. Yeah, and I know Barcelona lately also becoming the capital for startups, for a lot of startups. And I like this vibe, they're like young professionals living here and enjoying their life. And I'm absolutely
happy.
No,
looking, you know, Poblenou has become the Silicon Valley of Barcelona. So yes,
you're it's amazing. I was seeing how it was developing, and it's a pleasant thing to see to participate in it.
Now, what was the work that you did back in Moscow? What was your career back then?
Oh, I was working in a film production, and it was very interesting. I absolutely was in love with my job, but it was so hard. Like, sometimes we were working for like 24 hours, 26 hours in a row, and we were only girls. So, yeah, it was very, very intense, but I learned so much from it.
And are you using any of it today? I mean, are you doing anything in film at all today now?
No.
Okay.
Not at all, because I had to go different ways here, mostly because I didn't speak any languages, and you have to speak Catalan as well to be able to work here. I did the Catalan course when I came here, but then nobody was speaking to me in Catalan. Even if I started to, like, try to speak Catalan, and they're like, oh, where are you from? Okay, Moscow. Oh, привет. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm trying to speak your language. But anyway, I'm good
That does happen.
Yeah.
Well, did you have any other difficulties? I mean, many people talk about, you know, how difficult it is to find an apartment, being able to... You know, apart from finding a job, but being able just to have the basics of being able to have a life here. Did you face difficulties at all from that standpoint?
Yeah, of course, I faced all the difficulties we're all facing, but this is where my Russian character played well. So I always achieve what I want. I, like, really, really go for it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had a luck with apartments and a job so far. And the fact that I love to try new things and I learn fast, I work hard, it helped me a lot. So,
perfect. Yeah. Well, we'll be back to talk some more with Milena right after this.
Greetings, all. Welcome to the Think Tank. You know what we eat, salmon reflect.
Talk to me.
Very deep, very deep. And probably after this, I need to go out and get a bottle of wine and just kind of chill out because, you know, that was Norman Brown with the Sisters of Unbreakable Love and a song called Conversations. And, you know, conversations, what you do a lot of, you know, in terms of what we all do, in terms of life, in terms of work, what have you. But now, you know, I notice, you know, I see many young women, you know, going out together at dinner, at the clubs, or to concerts. Now, is this part of a trend of women feeling empowered to be themselves, or a desire to just hang with their girlies, or being fed up with trying to find Mr. Right?
Well, definitely not the last one, I would say. Not at least in my experience. But yes, I would say in a group of friends, of girlfriends, you feel more powerful, yes, because I truly believe women exchange their energy and that's how they restore positivity and their energy by getting together, talking a lot, of course, going out and just feeling themselves. Feeling safe, feeling fulfilled.
That's a good thing. I think, you know, when you talk about that, you know, feeling safe, feeling fulfilled, do you think that somehow being around men bring you down or don't allow you to be as strong or powerful as you could be?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But still, when you're with a group of women, it lifts you up. It gives you something more.
Okay. All right. Well, now, based on that, so obviously you've been part of the dating scene here and everywhere else. Have you seen from your experience, you know, cautionary tales that young women or young men should bring to their lives to be able to find Mr. Right or Ms. Right?
I would say the only one cautionary tale is stick to your values. Mm. To not to give up your values to something lower, to
right.
not to settle with something that it's not enough for you just because everyone else does.
Mm.
Just believe that everything right will come to you, and don't lower your expectations. Don't give up on your big values and go big.
Well, I think, you know, we talked about that a little bit, and I think, you know, that's right on target. But again, we also talked about expectations. Now, obviously...
Yes, it's a different thing, I think.
Yeah, it is. we all have the expectations of wanting to have someone in our life that we can share life with and all that. And the values of saying, okay, I'm going to have a guy who, in your case, a guy who values me, who shares the same things I want in life, but you know, how can you be sure until you really get into it and you see and you take that chance?
Exactly. You cannot be sure, but that's the thing you have to ask in the first place. You have to ask what his expectation, how he sees his life, his future,
mm-hmm.
what plans he has, and then from there choose with your head, not with your heart.
Easier said than done in many
of
cases.
Of course, you tell me.
You know, but again, it's the kind of thing where, you know, you look at it. So when you have your first conversation with someone new, what kind of values do you tell them that you have? What kind of values do you expect them to demonstrate with you? What are the things that you think are important in life?
Well, this is the simple question I ask. For example, what is the most important in your life? And for me, it's a family. Family is fundamental. This is very important for me. And, well, if he says, I don't know, work or being free or travel or something else, then I will see if we go along or not. You know, but, yeah, of course, a lot of times the feelings are taking over and I really learn now how to lay back a little bit.
Right. Well, now, one of the things that you do is that you are involved in hosting various meetup groups and
yes.
with the idea of bringing people together.
Yes.
So how do you, first of all, how did the idea come about of being involved in meetups?
How?
I mean, what made you think about doing meetups in terms of...
Oh, yeah. Well, I was I had my day job, and then I was feeling that, okay, I want more money also, but I also want more, like, social life, and I want to do something that I like and to get some money for it as well. And then, yeah, I found the owners of these meetup groups, and they were looking for someone to host their events.
Okay.
And so we did first event, and they loved me, and I loved them.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved hosting the event, and it was exactly what I was looking for. So I continued already for, more than a year.
Okay. Well, now, obviously, we'll leave the money aspect aside for the moment.
Yeah.
But, again, what do you get out of it personally in bringing these people together? Is it some kind of satisfaction? Or?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Because I remember when I was going to meetups and they were not hosted. There was no one there. So they just put your tag with your name on your chest. So when someone wants to read your name also, they like
look
into
your right?
chest, let's say. Yeah, so I was so embarrassed and I couldn't stand the conversation, so it was so awkward. And then when I'm hosting people, I ask you their name, what they do, where they're from, and I remember all this, and then I can, you know, put the people together, for example, that coming from the same country or they do the same business together. Like the other day I had on my meetup three different guys who was doing the space engineering.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the chances of it?
Right.
But it's interesting. And then when people already on the meetup They like making a group in WhatsApp, and they're going for a dinner together, and then they come to next meetup and they tell me, oh my God, we're already a group of friends, we're going out and we're going to concert, hiking, whatever, apart from meetup. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me super happy, because I help them to find each other, to connect people. I think it's kind of my talent.
One of the things on your site, that's one of the things you say is a very positive benefit, that you take the time to do one-on-one engagement.
Yes.
Just to be able to know the person and then be able to find people to connect them with.
Yes, yes. This is the difference from every meetup I was, and that's difference I want to make, to feel people welcome, to feel people comfortable, because 90% of people come in for the first time at all, like in general, in the meetup, and a lot of them are singles, so they're not coming with a friend, or they maybe moved here some little time ago, so they need this, they need to feel that they're welcomed and they in a secure place and everything will go smooth.
Well, again, you know, it's it is a business, and you've got a lot of competition. There are a lot of other groups and types out there. Obviously, yeah. There's meetup groups, there's InterNations, there's other groups. Why do people come back to you?
I think also because I create this atmosphere, this welcoming, friendly environment, and they know that they will come there and already at least they will speak with me. And maybe they will meet someone else as well. And I do this game that I can remember up to 35 names of the guests and what they do and where they're from. So we do all this. I name everyone. And so everyone, even when you didn't remember the name, which happens a lot, of someone I presented to you. But then later on, you can like recover, because I present everyone to everyone several times. So, and it's like super game and everyone loves it.
All right. So let's do this. Now, where do you, I notice you have, I think about four or five different groups that you have.
Yeah.
You've got one with specializing in putting people together around music.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean? You go to clubs, you go to concerts together? What? How does that work?
Yeah, also clubs and concerts. And as I said previously, that music connecting people, it's easier for some people to just come to the concert because they feel already relaxed, because they're like, okay, I'm just coming to the concert.
Right.
I don't need to socialize.
Anything else happens, it's fine.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good. Nice. Now, the other thing that's kind of interesting when you start looking at that is people obviously come alone to these things, and you're talking to them.
Yeah.
Do you kind of search out what their expectations are? I mean, obviously, you have people who may want to come looking to find that ultimate love in their life.
Yeah.
And you have others who have, you know, less than higher expectations, shall we say. So, I mean, how do you sort that out just to be able to make it a compatible group of people?
I don't.
No.
Because I absolutely don't, because people always also mistaken with their expectations, and I cannot fulfill everyone's expectation in the group, you know. So initially we just friends, and from there, of course, if you want to meet the love of your life, maybe it's better to go to some speed dating or something. Here is not like that. We just getting to know each other. So, and then people maybe will change their expectations, their perspective, and be happy with just finding friends or just spending the nice evening.
Okay. Well, you're listening to English Radio on Radio Canal Barcelona, 106.9 FM. We'll be back to talk with our guest more right after this.
Thank you.
And that was Yuko with Got to Be Real. And that's what we really talk about, trying to make things real here, and that's what you're doing as well. You kind of got yourself a little mini empire here of meetup groups that you're doing, like four or five groups. I mean, it's a mini empire. You know, you're targeting young men and young women. Now, what's the objective from a business standpoint of all of this? I mean, apart from connecting people and making them feel good, obviously, you know, you're looking at, this being sustaining and being able to keep doing this for some years. What's the business rationale behind all of this?
We want to make some money out of this as well, because it keeps motivated us, and it keeps motivated people as well, because, you know, when it's just free event, a lot of people just sign up and then they don't come, whatever. Right. So to be able to keep the good rate of people who come in to the event, you have to put the price on it. And then, of course, we pay for the venue we're in. We used to have the welcoming drink, or now we will have some pika pika, some snacks included in the price. So, that's how it goes. And
now, I mean, I've seen very differing things from, a dollar or two, I mean, a euro or two, and up to 20 euros. I mean, what do you charge normally, and what do you get for it?
So we charge, if you buy a ticket beforehand, online you can buy it, it's 5 euros. And it's included the snacks, some nachos, some crisps, whatever, and the discount from the bar we're in for the drinks.
Okay.
And then if you come, just pop up at the event, you pay 10 euros then, and the same things are included. Okay. But the thing is, you can buy the tickets even the hour before the event.
Do you guys have a website or something that people can go to get more information about what you do, or...?
No website, but the meetup, and we have these four meetup groups. One of these called Social Music and Friends.
Okay.
And also, if someone listening to me now and wants the information, you can drop me a message in Facebook. It's Milena Lempicka. And I give all the information. Or we will be having next event. I can say it?
Yes, you can say it.
Okay.
On
26th of July, it's the following Friday.
Okay.
26th of July from 6 till 9 p.m. in Botanic Bar in Barcelona. It's in Eixample, Muntaner 64.
Okay.
Botanic Bar, Barcelona. And if you pop up and you mention that you heard me on the Radio Canal Barcelona, you will still pay 5 euros only.
Okay, good. Okay. So again, for all you folks who've been listening to English radio, definitely go there on July 26th, say that you heard her on English radio, and, I'm here. So again, you look at it, we look at it from a business standpoint. In my business, for example, we look to see, what are, outcomes, what has been the success of what we do, so that we can say that this is what's going to sustain us, going forward. In that similar kind of thing, how do you measure, how do you track the success of what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, the people who come in, who keep coming to the event, so repeating the event, and they're very happy. I'm very happy. Every event on the event, I also ask people if it's going well, if they're comfortable, what it would be better for them to do. I don't know. Sometimes we do the speed friending. So I ask people how it's more comfortable for them, because I do it for them. And we are going from there.
Okay, so do you do a survey or anything, or do you just kind of follow up personally, or what?
No, not a survey, but I just ask people, just talk to them if everything going fine, because I see if someone, sitting alone there and didn't talk to another people, or people feel that it's too hot in the venue or something this.
Okay.
So, I look over it and I see things, so...
Okay, but you don't see that, out of this we've had now, 15 engagements, 3 marriages.
No, I don't track, but this is a good idea, actually. Maybe, I have to start this.
Well, I think the whole thing is if you're saying that, a lot of the people who come here, they're able to find connections and they're able to, you know, build a relationship and everything, so that it's, you know, it has a degree of success.
Yes.
Then that's, you know, something that, you know, is going to set you apart from everybody else. I guess the whole thing we're surely looking at is that we start talking about expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the expectations of quality.
Yeah.
You know, we go out and we buy a computer, we expect it to work. You know, we buy a mobile, we expect it mm-hmm. to, you know, work with no problems. We go out and we buy a CD or whatever, you know, and similar kind of things. So here, people are making an investment in the expectation of happiness or whatever. So mm-hmm. being able to track that could be very interesting in terms of being able to sell.
Yeah, it's interesting thought, actually. Thank you. I will see how we can do it, yeah, after the event.
Yeah, I think it would be very good, because then you're able to... Well, you can do a lot of things with it in terms of being able to market downstream with it.
Successful stories or something.
Well, I'm going to go...
Be invited on the weddings.
Right. Okay, right. Well, I'm going to have a consultation with Milena now about, you know, business relationship that I'm going to... We'd like to talk with you more right after this.
I've been down one time, and I've been down two times, but now I'm drowning, drowning in the sea of love. Let me tell you all about it. I've been out here so very long, I've lost all of my direction. Baby, when you came my way, I thought I had found my protection. But a strong wind came into my life and surely took me by surprise. And I can't seem to control these tears that's falling from my eyes. I've been down one time, and I've been down two times, but right now I'm drowning, drowning in the sea of love. Depending on you for our love navigation, but now you're gone and deserted. Can't you see that I'm in desperation? I'm in the middle of a bad love storm. Ooh, yeah, I just ain't ready for it. I look around, all I can see is one.
And that was Joe Simon telling us about drowning in the sea of love. That's one of the things you kind of deal with, folks who are kind of drowning in that sea of love, not being able to find the shore that they're looking for. Now, is there a particular age group or a socioeconomic group that you target as the people you want to have come to your meetups?
No, not really. We had everyone from 18 years old till, I think, 78.
Mm.
And, yeah... both was very interesting, and the enjoying part of this job that I never know who's going to show up and what will be the age and what will be the balance of men and women. Mm. Once I had the situation when some of the group posted my event in the male group, and they started to pop up. So then like 20 people, all male, and only me, and I don't understand what's going on. But it was nice.
Well, you're right. those are decent odds for you, right? Yes. So, okay. So, I'm sure you did. I'm sure. So what did you? So what came out of it for you in that group that night? Did you get another phone number or email?
No. I keep it professional. I connect people now.
Okay, not yourself.
No.
Okay,
but different ages, and it's very interesting.
Okay,
how people connect.
Well, I think that's the other thing is that looking at the group dynamics, obviously, having a wide diversity is kind of better in terms of being able to stimulate conversation or whatever.
Yes.
But do you ever have to kind of step in to kind of promote the conversation to get people to start communicating?
Sometimes, yes, I do. Sometimes I do, especially when several people came and they don't know what to do. And then we're expecting others, and until it's all like developed to the big, nice crowd.
Mm.
Yes, but that's what I do. I ask them what they do and how they ended up here, or maybe they're from here. And then we go from there.
And a couple of glasses of wine always help, too.
For them, maybe, yeah. Actually, there are a lot of people who don't drink alcohol comes as well. So.
Okay, all right. So that's also interesting. Nah. That's also interesting. Now, we talk about that. How do you really look to promote this? I mean, obviously, everybody goes to the meetup pages and whatever else, and that's kind of a catch-as-catch-can kind of thing. It's not really being able to be focused. How do you really go out to really say, all right, I want to really go after, a group of people, really make this even more interesting, more successful? So, for example, do you do something in the Poblenou area to get the young digital professionals to come to be able to have a special night for them or anything like that?
No, not yet. Just now we do just normal meetups to get to know each other.
Mm.
Recently we started to do the speed friending, when like speed dating. So you speak one to another or in little groups, and then you change the people.
Yeah.
And then you speak to someone else, and it's like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how does speed friending work?
Very good, actually. I was surprised because I personally wouldn't be very comfortable with this. But people loved it, really. And they were actually asking me to do more, how we can do it like better to my groups, not one-to-one or something like this. And I was impressed, it was a lot of initiatives from the members.
Was it because
that
they feel more comfortable that way, that you've got it channel, that they've got a certain either one-to-one or a couple of group of people that they all talk, or what's the attraction?
I think the attraction is that again, a lot of people are not communicate well or are shy, so when I force them to change and to speak don't get me wrong, but I don't force them, but if they're being
you will talk
to,
and you will talk
change.
Now
yeah, to change their partner and talk with someone else, then they can speak with literally everyone in the group, and then we do the break, and then after this they decide like who they like more or each other or whatever, continue the conversation with whatever they want.
Well, obviously, there are two things that could happen. Number one, you have it where they can't wait to get away from this person that they're talking to, and the other thing is that they are really enjoying this person, they want to continue to talk. So how do you find the balance where you either can terminate it earlier and move them on, or either let them continue to
develop?
Everything
by experience. Because, if someone doesn't like someone, it's better to make this conversation shorter. So I said, okay, it's time to move.
Mm.
And if they enjoy it, it's great. So they can continue after we finish this speed friending, and just everyone talk to everyone.
Okay, well, Okay, so there's some...
I see only benefits in this.
Yeah, okay.
And of course, yeah, I look at the group. I look how it's going, if there's someone who's very uncomfortable or something, so I can deal with it. I can speak with this person.
Well, how do you do that? How do you make this person become part of the group? How do you get past their personal barriers or their personal inhibitions of being able to?
Yeah. Well, first I approach to them like one to one, and I try to understand how it would be more comfortable for them. And what maybe they find really annoying. And sometimes it's very, very simple thing. For example, they're sitting on a place and there's the tree branch that's near, I don't know, touching their ear or whatever, and they get annoyed by that. And you just ask. And if you ask and you see the person is not willing to have, like, too open to have the conversation, just leave them alone. Maybe they need just the time to get into the environment and then they relax. Yeah. So observe, and respect people. I don't force everyone, I don't push.
Okay.
Just respect people.
Which is good. Well, we'll be back for some closing comments with Milena right after this. Was I Believe with Tannen Jazz. Now, we believe in you and what you're doing, so it's very good. So tell us again about the next events, where we can get information and how we can sign up.
Yes, so the next event will be 26th of July, Friday, from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. in Botanic Bar, Barcelona. It's Muntaner number 64, and it's Eixample.
And you can go on to your Facebook page.
You can drop me a message in my Facebook. It's Milena Lempicka. M-I-L-E-N-A-L-E-M-P-I-K-A. And I give you all the information, or go to Meetup if you already registered there, or sign up and go to Social Music and Friends group, and there's all the information about the event.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I think that's great that we've had you. It's been fun having you on.
Thank you. I enjoyed as well.
And you got over your nerves, so you're doing fine. You're going to survive for another day. We're going to leave you today with a song that's kind of appropriate for the subject of the show, and that's certain many of you are on to find that certain someone. It's a classic song from Patricia Jago, It Might Be You. Have a great one, Barcelona. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Been passing time, watching trains go by. All of my life, lying on the sand, watching seabirds fly, wishing there would be someone waiting home. Something's telling me it might be you. It's telling me it might be you. All of my life, looking back as lovers go walking past. All of my life, wondering how they met. What makes it last? If I found the place, would I recognize the face? Something's telling me it might be you. It's telling me it might be you. Maybe home.